Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm once again joined with a special co-host, Lindsay Ford.
Whoop, whoop.
How you doing, Lindsay?
You know, I'm doing pretty good.
It's great to see you, and it looks like we have survived the entire five-part weight loss series. Well, this episode isn't over yet. Without fighting on air. How cool is that?
You mean we or I have, I've survived.
Maybe you've survived.
I've survived.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. So I'm excited to get started again today. And I believe where we're going to head is really getting specific. We're going to get specific on the steps that you can take today, the things you can do today to start losing the fat. So if you missed our episode from last week, in episode 4, we stayed very high level. And we spoke about just creating a consistent eating routine, consistent movement, and consistent sleep. All three of those things were the high-level steps to take initially. From there, our conversation today is going to be, how do you get even more specific so that you do finally lose the fat?
So we're going into some details, some like how-tos.
Trade secrets. That's what we're about to do.
So we're doing like less about the why.
Less about the why. We'll explain each point as we go, but we're going to cover the five things to start losing the fat today. These would be the five places that if we don't know who you are, we don't know your history with fat loss, with health, these would be the five things that we would put into practice probably immediately and then kind of play and see where we go from there.
Okay.
Yeah. You excited to get started?
Yeah, I am.
Great. So our first step to take today is a nutrition step.
Ooh.
Lindsay, what should our listeners do first to get started?
So I'm going to recommend that individuals at home, all the listeners, to have protein at every breakfast.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So very specific.
Now, why is it important at breakfast specifically to have protein?
So there have been studies to support basically that for those that get adequate protein in the morning, it's going to help with hunger regulation later on in the day. I think a lot of people struggle as the day goes on, afternoon, later in the evening. So if we can make sure we're staying fueled and satisfied starting from the beginning, then we're going to be able to combat some of the later cravings, urges, maybe later on, which I think for a lot of folks, that just naturally happens.
Yeah. And you raise a nice point about like the timing of it, because breakfast is one of those meals that is chronically skipped.
Yes.
How many guests like have you worked with before that is one of the major issues that you start with? Is it a lot of the time or?
I'd say it's pretty common. I'd say 60-40. I'd say 60% probably eat it and then 40% don't, or it's just not consistent timing. So it could look like when they're taking care of their grandkids, breakfast isn't till 10 a.m. and they're starving. Or it could look like they just get busy with work calls and all of a sudden they've just realized, oh my gosh, I've just had coffee all morning.
Yeah. So just like that grandparent or just like you listening at home, it's sometimes hard to get breakfast in place. And I also look at it like this is one of those meals that consistently is more carbohydrate rich. It's more processed when you think about the go-tos, the quick and easy options. And so getting protein at breakfast, I find that as a very specific and interesting tip. And the biggest reason is it the satiety effects, the like appetite control. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah. So protein is slower to basically digest and absorb in our system. So it's going to be able to hold us over longer. So if we were to take a morning, not saying to do this, but two eggs, let's say on Monday morning, and the next day we did two slices of toast, I would bet every single listener that were to try that, the two eggs are going to last longer in their bodies from a sense of feeling full longer.
Nice. That's a great A/B test.
Yeah. And I bet the eggs would allow you to feel fuller longer. Not saying that we shouldn't never go about our day like not feeling hungry, because it's just a natural physical cue, but being able to make sure we're staying energized and fueled just especially in that morning can be really, really a nice place just to focus a little bit more attention.
I think it's the regulation factor of like doing all we can in the morning to set us up for success late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you sort of mentioned was nighttime snacking. It's something that I hear from guests who join us on campus here a lot of the time, where figuring out that evening time and having control around that time really is a thing that can keep them on their program or not. So figuring out ways to make sure that we're consuming a healthy diet an entire 24 hours of the day is can be helpful by adding protein in.
Yeah. So here's the cycle I hear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast, potentially consume, maybe not. Let's just say hypothetically not. Lunch happens, but afternoon snacking starts to begin, I don't know, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Dinner happens. And then, so basically, let's just round it up. The majority of the food intake is happening afternoon on.
Yeah. Didn't you share a statistic with me once that almost, for many people, 50% of their caloric consumption is like after 5 p.m. Or,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It was something like that.
Yeah. I remember looking at that like a really long time ago, and I've totally forgotten until you just mentioned it. But yeah, that cycle is really common. And so it's no wonder some people wake up and maybe they're not hungry, they're just not feeling it. So being able to get enough fuel during the day, but protein can be in the form of eggs, yogurt. Here at SkyTerra, we do both of those things. We'll do almond yogurt. We'll do a homemade turkey apple sausage. Yeah. Some of these recipes, you can find them on SkyTerra at home. You can also do something from a meal prep perspective where on the weekend, you could take some leftover veggies and make like an egg bake, a frittata.
Nice. So just some practical preparation mm-hmm. so that we do ensure protein is at breakfast.
Yeah, because for some, physically cooking breakfast doesn't sound appealing.
It takes a lot of time too. And I know in my role and how my life happens to push through, like it can be it's the meal that you forget to plan a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. And for those that consume adequate breakfast every single day, they're more, now I know this isn't specifically protein related, but they consume more vitamins and minerals and fiber compared to those that skip it.
Oh, nice. So they get greater micronutrients mm-hmm. from most of their meals by having breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I think given all of the talk on intermittent fasting and skipping meals and that side of things, this is the place with our philosophy here at SkyTerra, protein at breakfast. How we do that here is our breakfast options are very protein-based. It's not that that's the only macronutrient included in breakfast, but it is a priority because when we regulate appetite, that's what really leads to fat loss and keeping the fat off for good. You ready to move on to the next point, Lindsay?
I sure am.
Excellent. Well, this one is powerful. And if you've been tuning into our series this far, hopefully we've kept your attention. This one might surprise you because we always think diet, fitness, sleep, stress. The number two thing that we want you to do today to start losing the fat is figure out the form of accountability that's going to work for you.
Ooh, that's a big word. Loaded word.
You want me to break that down a little bit?
Yeah. What are some examples?
Well, $6 words have a lot of examples. And I think to get this conversation started, I recently purchased a new tracker. And it is through an organization called Fitbit. Now, this is not, I'm not a paid representative of Fitbit, but you have Garmin, Fitbit, all of these devices out there that we're using these days. And I just read an article that 21% of adults wear some sort of activity tracker, some sort of tracker that could potentially be the thing that gives them more accountability with not only their physical activity, but all of these trackers come with places that you can log and you can keep tabs on other factors, just not just exercise. So with accountability, one place to start is a form of tracking, whether that is an activity monitor, whether that's a hard copy journal. That's a non-outside yourself example where you figure out a tool that allows you to stick to your goals. And it's really about, you get more awareness from those trackers. It's not about the actual stats of them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Outside of finding a tracker, some sort of tool, how else do you think someone could create accountability so that they can meet their goals?
That's a great question. I mean, there's a lot out there right now on remote coaching. Look out, because I think Skyterra, we're always looking to see what we can develop from a coaching perspective.
Yeah. Especially during a pandemic, like, we need to figure out virtual options that help individuals stay on track, especially like we've spoken about it in past episodes. If we want to maintain our fat loss, this is where accountability comes in. So you're saying coaching, what else?
Coaching, maybe it is working with a personal trainer. Maybe it's even having a really solid friendship or loved one where you can really just confide in them, just be vulnerable and just share your experiences. Because I think what can happen is like we said in previous episodes, people can lose the weight, but the hard part is keeping it off and keeping at the behaviors that you want to keep doing.
Yeah,
and
without, the behaviors that got you there.
Yeah. So for those that do regain the weight, what the research is showing is that the accountability, whether that's it goes down.
Yes. So what the research shows is when individuals lose accountability, whether it comes from a tracker, a person in their life, a group that they're keeping up with, it's really hard to maintain the fat loss. That's essentially what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, and we're really, as humans, we thrive when we are in community or when we we're not doing something completely on our own.
That's a super important point, and it's why I think Skyterra is such a special place. People come here, they don't know anyone else a lot of the time, and I don't know if you experienced this, Lindsay, but like, to see how other guests interact with one another, like, it's amazing, because sometimes when you're on a weight loss journey, you're trying to improve your health, you forget that there's people out there just like you.
Yeah. I mean, I think about my mom. And one of the things that got her even staying accountable to some of her goals was having friends that she went to the gym with.
Yeah.
So having even a buddy or a friend that's participating in that behavior with you, even if you're not really talking about your goals and intentions, it's that relationship that helps keep you on track. And it almost is nice because you're not putting pressure on them to also keep you accountable. It's almost like, let's do this together and just support one another in whatever it is.
That was the word that I was going to use, is there isn't a lot of pressure around it.
Yeah.
Like, there literally isn't. Did your mom do okay given COVID? She probably couldn't work out with her friends as much.
She missed her buddies. But she did. She tried. I mean, she basically just went on walks is what she did.
Yeah.
Walks in the neighborhood. For I'd say years, once she started it, for at least 4 or 5 years, her and her friends would go to the gym together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, accountability, it's huge. This is our second step that we want you to take to start losing the fat today. This isn't us just spitballing on these concepts. We've looked at these over our years of working with guests and really see that people who do lose the fat and keep it off, they figure out some form of accountability that doesn't have pressure, doesn't have judgment, and something that they can track on a regular basis can be really, really powerful. So we're going to move on to step number 3.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. And hopefully you guys are enjoying these trade secrets. I think the practicality of things is really important. And then from our conversation today, we want you to take one or two of these and just get going on it. Because as you make these small steps, it will lead to the outcome that you may be looking for. So number 3, do this thing today to start losing the fat, is to make sure you have moderate exercise, movement. Exercise is not only the best word, movement in your routine 6 days a week. 6 days a week, 30 minutes. How do you feel about that, Lindsay?
6 days a week, 30 minutes. I think the thing that you said that kind of makes me wonder more is the word moderate. Is that, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, let me elaborate on that. We have spoken about just consistent movement. In episode 4, we talked about consistent movement. And so with understanding that, yes, we want a lot of movement in our day. But if we want to lose fat a little quicker and we want to, you know, take this slow approach, but see consistent changes in our body, it does take physical activity. And when I say moderate, it means getting your heart rate up for an extended period of time of at least 30 minutes. This is a standard recommendation from the American College of Sports Medicine. I even came across a paper from John Hopkins. Mm. And the title was quite interesting. Do you want to hear the title?
I do.
The paper from John Hopkins' title was The Skinny on Visceral Fat.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And in
catchy.
Our...
Very
catchy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like those skinny margarita bottles, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all marketing.
All marketing.
You know?
However, in this paper, it was interesting that it really gave some research around the fact that when someone who's struggled with weight, maybe even someone struggling with type 2 diabetes, when they're doing moderate levels of physical activity 6 days a week, like getting their heart rate up, they're able to stop the gain of belly fat, visceral fat. And as we do a little bit more and maybe getting into our next tip, we really see that fat loss is imminent when we do keep fitness at a level that's higher than just consistent movement in your day.
Got it. So yeah. Consistent movement, I think of chores, I think of just walking around, little bebopping, you know, I mean, not saying you're bebopping around your house, but... Just that getting up and not sitting for long periods of time. Whereas what I'm hearing is with this moderate, it's having 30 minutes blocked out for you to do some form of heart rate increasing.
Brisk walking.
Yeah.
Brisk walking is a great place for our listeners to start. It can be any form of aerobic activity, but it's big time actionable and should definitely be on our list today.
Does Zumba count?
Zumba would count. That would be closer to an hour in most cases. How we try to weave this in our Loose Smart program at SkyTerra is outside of the class recommendations that we're giving and the private sessions that these guests get, what we do is we plan in 30-minute walks when it makes sense.
Mm.
You can only do so much of the other types of fitness. That's really important that you do keep aerobic going. There's a lot of research behind this helping with fat loss in general.
Yeah. And I just kind of want to let our listeners know that if the Loose Smart program isn't something that, you know, you're interested in at SkyTerra at home, you can find a lot of great fitness videos.
Yeah.
If you need a little bit more support on knowing, you know, even just like a 15 to 30 minute get your body moving, and it's led by our fitness instructors, our fitness specialists, and they take you through the warm-up, the workout, and the cool-down.
Yeah, very practical, and you don't need a lot of equipment. So check out those resources and make sure this is step number 3 to start losing the fat today. Moderate type of aerobic activity, 6 days a week, 30 minutes.
All right.
You ready for the next one, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like the number 4.
Number 4 is crucial because we hit this hard in our time over the series of not just relying on one form of activity to lead to fat loss. And what's so important that we've stressed is there is a difference between weight loss and fat loss. And muscle is one of those key components to make sure that we're driving the changes. So what we're recommending, number 4 thing you can do today to lose the fat is to make sure that not only the aerobic activity is there, but you're doing both aerobic activity and strength training in the same week. And I will tell you that strength training 3 days a week on top of the 30 minutes is necessary to really get the body changing.
Okay. So strength training, I personally love it. It's been something that I've come to enjoy.
Well, you were a soccer player.
I did.
Yeah.
You
integrated that into your training,
right?
It was.
It was just naturally incorporated. And I know for me personally, I really enjoyed doing it around other people. And I think right now this might be part
of the
challenge.
Yeah.
So what suggestions would you have for people if they're trying to do more strength training, but they're alone?
Body weight.
Okay.
Dumbbells, they're back on the market now. They were on sort of a hiatus given the pandemic. Everyone was figuring out, how can I get strength training in from home? Strength training does not need to be complicated. Where you need to start is with 2 exercises for your lower body, 2 for your upper body, and 2 for your core. 6 exercises, 2 to 3 sets, 12 to 15 reps. Body weight, examples of lower body could be squats and lunges. Examples of upper body could be push-ups and rows if you have that pair of dumbbells. And then core could just be sit-ups and bicycle abs. So really simple routine that will drive results, 12 to 15 reps, 2 to 3 sets, full body. It's going to maybe take 30 minutes. And once you get used to it, it can be even quicker.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got a home gym and we've got some awesome equipment that I think some of our listeners would be potentially interested in hearing on. If you were to give our listeners maybe 3 or 4 pieces of equipment to consider looking at, what would you recommend?
Get a kettlebell for home, ab mat, and a set of dumbbells.
All right.
I'd go with those 3 things. And just to drive home this point that you want both aerobic and strength training in the mix, this is important. There are studies that show that greater percentage of composition change results when you have both of those forms of fitness in the mix. So if the goal is to lose fat, there's plenty of proof behind including aerobic activity and strength training because both of these are symbiotic and they get you to where you want to go.
Symbiotic. That was a big word, Jeff.
It was big.
Yeah.
Ready for number 5?
I am.
Great. Going back on the nutrition front now. This is kind of definitely a trade secret because it's simple, it's doable, and it can happen, and it only takes you to be 6 to 7 times accurate in your week out of 21 times. What we are recommending, the 5th step you can take today to start losing the fat is make your dinners look like the SkyTerra plate.
I know. I think it's great.
This is a good one. Do you want to explain the SkyTerra plate?
Yeah, I would love to. So the SkyTerra plate, if you want to just visualize this for a second, it would be a quarter of a dinner plate with protein, a quarter of the plate with carbohydrate source, half of the plate with your non-starchy vegetables.
When you say carbohydrate source, what are some examples of that?
Okay, I could backtrack. So protein could be salmon, it could be chicken, it could be filet, which would be awesome.
Got it.
I mean, from a taste perspective, that sounds great. Okay, so
one quarter of your plate, though, for any of those protein options.
Yep.
Great.
Now, on an individual basis, of course, people are going to need different amounts, but let's just go simple. Let's just go visual. So a quarter of the plate protein, a quarter of the plate carbohydrate. This would be in the form of your starchy vegetables. This could be like potatoes, some of the winter squashes.
Quinoa? Our executive producer loves quinoa. I see him eat it like every day.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a quinoa guy. He knows there's extra protein in it.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Okay, so quinoa?
You know, it's actually how he keeps his beard going, is extra quinoa.
Oh, yeah. Keeps it nice and lush.
Yeah. My bad. Getting off of our executive producer, he's just such a cool dude. So we're looking for a quarter of the plate with some sort of carbohydrate option like that.
Yeah. And this, I think, would be challenged by what some of the just different resources that you might pick up. Because carbohydrates are now the thing that...
Villain.
Yeah, they're demonized. And so being able to have a quarter of the plate where you're giving yourself that amount, I think just makes everything more sustainable. It's going to give you the quick energy.
We can probably do a whole other episode on why carbohydrates are really important.
Yes, we could.
Yeah.
Fiber, I mean, they just make the meal more satisfying. So anyways, carbohydrates, quarter of the plate, then you're... half the plate being non-starchy vegetables. So this would be like your leafy greens, your cruciferous vegetables.
How about cucumbers? Would that fit into there?
Sure. Yep, that would fit
cucumbers.
In. You could have half the plate of cucumbers.
That's a lot of cucumbers.
If you really wanted. That's like an entire cucumber. I would not recommend that. That might get a little bland and boring, but hey, I mean, you could save some and put it on your eyes as a little eye mask.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So half the plate, non-starchy vegetables. This is anything that is really green and anything that's not starchy.
Just not a starchier vegetable. But I don't want to overcomplicate it. Like if someone wants to use carrots, use flipping carrots.
You're good.
I mean, yes, they might be a little bit starchier, but I would really try to avoid overcomplicating this.
Yeah.
So half the plate of non-starchy, just vegetable intake.
Great. I think a way of making it super easy to execute onto is like have a big salad with your protein and with a little starch. Like have a big salad because that's all non-starchy stuff.
Yeah. That's a simple way to do it. I think another example just to use, and because we haven't talked about fat yet, because fat, we want to use that when we're maybe pan-searing a protein or we're tossing the greens in some sort of dressing, or if we want to roast something, we're going to use some oil. Maybe you want to top off that meal with some avocado or sauce, anything.
Healthy fats.
Healthy fats are great.
Omega-3 rich when possible.
Yep. And I mean, if I think of a meal that would just kind of give you an example of this, but visually it might not look exactly like the SkyTerra plate, but component-wise it is, which would be like a stir fry. So you could do like stir fried shrimp, that's your protein. You've got maybe some rice that you made from earlier in the week and you incorporated again. And then you do your stir fried veggies and a little bit of oil. Nice. And maybe you top everything off with some, I don't know, toasted slivered almonds.
Are you cooking that tonight?
No.
We're not having that?
No. Actually, I got something in the slow cooker right now.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know if you're going to like it. But we'll see.
I hope I do like it. I remember on one of our first dates, you made this like coconut soup. It was awful.
Oh, I tried making a Thai coconut soup.
It was terrible.
I swear I followed the recipe. It did not.
She got lucky that I went on to date number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real. So, dinners, make them look like the SkyTerra plate. Lindsay has just given you an overview of the SkyTerra plate. You can go to skyterraathome.com and check out the nutrition and culinary section. You'd click on the read button that is within our free resources. That'll take you to a excellent bunch of links that will bring you to some of Lindsay's work, where she has a lot of good tools on there that can help you make sure that you execute on number five and have those dinners looking like the SkyTerra plate.
The recipe section on SkyTerra at Home is also phenomenal.
That's also helpful. Yeah.
So many recipes. I would check it out, because it could just be a sauce that you incorporate, but just anything to help your dinners out.
Nice. Well, I think we've given some great stuff today. I think we want to recap the five-part series here, so to make sure, if you weren't with us for the initial episodes, go back and take a listen. So really in episode one, what we did is we broke down the difference between fat loss and weight loss. So go check that out. In episode two, we really started to talk about the three things that typically prevent individuals from losing fat, so you can get more perspective on the problem. Episode three, we went into the rapid weight loss and why it's not so great. So check that out. Honestly, body composition changes much better. We build more muscle and lose more fat when we do it slowly. Go back and listen to that. Episode four was the major things to think about and how to finally lose the fat. And today, what we just went through was to do these five things today to start losing the fat. So number one, protein for breakfast. Gonna help you regulate your appetite throughout the day. Number two, figure out the accountability piece. Whether this is a tracker, a journal, a friend, a trainer, figure out the accountability piece. Number three was moderate type of exercise, getting your heart rate up 6 days a week, 30 minutes. Number four was include both aerobic and strength training. So add strength training to those 6 days a week. And then number five is make your dinners look like the SkyTerra plate. How'd I do, Lindsay?
Wow, you really brought it all together.
Yeah. So there's been a lot in this series. We're so grateful for all of you taking the time to listen. We really hope that this series has made a difference in your life. And take it slow with all these steps. Figure out the one thing you can do today that really will make an impact in your life. And that would be the greatest compliment that you could give us. Lindsay, any closing words on the series?
I just want to thank everyone for listening to me for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It was.
Thank you. You're welcome.
My goodness. So, yeah, it was nice to be the co-host. I'm not upset to retire from this. Maybe you'll see me again. Or hear me again.
Don't rule it out.
Yeah, I won't rule it out. But yeah, I'm sure everyone's excited for Rachel to come back at some point.
You're gonna see her very soon. Actually,
that's so exciting.
Series on habits. So look out for that.
Okay. Yeah. But I just want to appreciate everyone, and always feel free to, I mean, I'm throwing out my email right now, but if anyone needs anything, has any questions, lford@skyterrawellness.com.
Now I have to throw my email out. jford@skyterrawellness.com. Just remember, inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. You can always reach out to us with questions and comments. So we'd love to hear, and let us know any episodes or series you think that would be helpful for you, so that you can move forward in your life.
We could do a little challenge. Who gets more emails?
We'll see what happens. You probably will.
Nah.
It's actually statistically relevant. You get searched for more than I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome for that information. All right. Thanks for joining us today. And I'm going to let Lindsay let us go.
All right, everyone. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broithol. He is pretty awesome.
And loves quinoa.
Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. We greatly appreciate it. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thank you for listening.